Representative Sutherland, I guess everybody's been keeping up with what's going on with the EPA and the waters of the United States, but you presented a bill, and this bill has been moving along nicely, and you've got to be pleased with the movement it's seen thus far.
We are very pleased, Randall, and thank you for having us on today to talk about H.R. 5078, the Waters of the United States Regulatory Overreach Protection Act. It really stands in opposition to the EPA and the Corps of Engineers' expansion of their rule, broadening the scope of the authority of the Clean Water Act. So we are pleased with the traction we've gained out of committee and the co-sponsors that we have now coming in large numbers.
You know, there's a lot of back and forth as to what the EPA is trying to do, will do it, and exactly what they're saying and how some people translate what they're trying to say. So is this bill to try to, I guess, basically undo some of that uncertainty, I guess?
Well, you know, the Corps of Engineers and the EPA operate the Clean Water Act and enforcing that. And what we've seen with the Clean Water Act is we've seen an attempt by the agency really to expand their jurisdiction to all waters. Obviously, they've primarily focused on navigable waters, and basically a navigable water would be anything that really would float a canoe. And what we've now seen is them trying to expand that to adjacent wetlands and then waters adjacent to adjacent wetlands, adjacent to navigable waters. So we're seeing this regulatory creep. And when the EPA announced broadening their jurisdiction through this regulatory creep into other waters, including ditches and culverts, pipes, desert watershed, and farmland ponds, we have just felt very, very strongly this is a bridge too far. And at a time we can ill afford, by no means do we need to stop the economy. And what this would do to farming, construction, manufacturing, transportation, energy development, I mean, it just goes on and on. So our bill is a direct response to their announcement of their intent to expand the definition of their jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act.
How many folks in D.C. are just a little fed up with the overreach that EPA seems to try to have even more and more?
Well, look, I've recognized since I've been here that they represent perhaps the greatest threat to free enterprise. You're talking about just Florida alone. This proposed rule to redefine the waters of the U.S. could cost an estimated, you know, $180 million for just eight counties in Florida. So, you know, we are both at home. People are fed up. Our farmers that we talk to in our 14 counties, obviously 12 of those counties are rural. So the farmers we're talking to, members of the Home Builders Association, they're fed up, and I can promise you that the members here, you know, in our Republican conference, they are fed up as well. But I'm proud to tell you that there is a great bipartisan effort on this bill. This bill has both the Transportation Committee Chairman, Schuster, is a co-sponsor of this bill, but also the ranking Democrat, the ranking member, Congressman Rahal, is also a co-sponsor of this bill. So the aggravation that you referenced is spreading now even to the other side of the aisle.
H.R. 5078. Now, let me back up a minute. The House already has passed the Anti-Waters of the U.S. Rider, of course. Now, how does it and H.R. 5078 kind of work together, or do they?
Yes. This is a obviously a huge issue, and with the rulemaking authority of the EPA, you attack waves, I guess, in waves. And so both of those really work at trying to really open up accountability and making sure that any efforts from any part of EPA, which obviously affects the Corps, is noticed and shed light on.
You know, and I know you've heard this too, the EPA's even turned to a PR campaign calling it Ditch the Myth to try to counteract everything.
Correct, correct. And we've learned about that last week. And look, that is not the role of a government agency. It is to have websites and to go out there to push. What we see is really an agenda by some misguided individuals who have the support of an environmentalist agenda that really is not looking or considering at all the economic impact of these rules. So I think they're out of bounds, and I'm very pleased right now that this is a bipartisan effort This bill was heard and marked up last week in committee, and it passed unanimously out of committee. So we are hopeful that when we return after August, that we will be able to have this bill on the floor in September.
You already answered my next question, Steve. That's what I was going to ask. What do you think is next for it? So do you feel you have the votes?
Well, I think right now we're in the process of getting more support, more co-sponsors. And I want to say also to the organizations, look, I'm looking at a long, long list right now that is in favor of this, and we're talking about the Cattlemen's Association, the Citrus Mutual, the Farm Bureau, Rural Electric Co-ops, Sugar Cane League, Florida Nursery and Landscape, and the list goes on and on and on and on of the business groups around the country, not just from the state of Florida, but from around the country, the national associations that are in favor of our legislation. So what we're trying to do here is educate our conference, educate members who perhaps are not on the Transportation Committee about our bill. So we enjoy right now about 10 chairmen who have signed up as co-sponsors, and that's a sign that we are getting our message out. So, you know, it's both a D.C. effort as well as an effort at home when we're in our district. But it's going well, and I certainly appreciate your help in getting this message out to your listeners and helping us in that regard.
You bet. Well, Representative Sutherland, I guess really this final question, this reaches further than agriculture, but I take it you want everybody in agriculture to know you are fighting for them with this bill.
We are. And Randall, I'll tell you, Southeast AgNet has been just a great, great resource for us. I want to thank you for getting our message out that we are pro-agriculture. You can't live in North and Northwest Florida without understanding how critical agriculture is to the individual, to the families, to our economies and our communities. So, yes, I appreciate your listeners and how they reach out to me on a consistent basis. And so I'm proud of what we've done here, fighting for agriculture in Florida and in the United States.